Thank you. Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
Pray. O God, our rock and refuge, keep us safe in your care and strengthen us with your grace, that we may pray to you faithfully and love one another boldly, following the example of Jesus, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives forever and ever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Ruth. Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to Ruth, "My daughter, I need to seek some security for you so that may go with you. Now here is our kinsman, Boaz, women you have been working. See, he is winnowing barley tonight in the threshing floor. Now wash and anoint yourself and put on your best clothes and go down to the threshing floor. But do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, observe the place where he lies. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." She said to her, "All that you tell me, I will do." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When they came together, the Lord made her conceive, and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without next of kin, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons, has borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom and became his nurse. The woman of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." They named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse, the father of David. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year, blood that is not his own, for then he would have to suffer again and again since the foundation. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the day to redeem by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Teaching in the temple, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. For many of us, this has been a difficult week. For many of us, this has been a difficult season, a season of uncertainty and of some fear, I think for many, some sense of division and conflict. And what I want us to do today, if you read our Friday message, we're actually going to be having a conversation instead of a traditional sermon. And I'm going to walk you through the steps of that, but I want to set it up by telling you why I thought it was important to do this today. As many of us were looking to our friends and to people online and to family members and faith for words to capture all that we were feeling, I was introduced to the poet laureate of Colorado, whose name is Andrea Gibson, and found their words especially sustaining. One quote from them on Instagram read, "If we have nothing but each other, we have so much." And that really spoke to me in this moment. Of course, I also believe we have God, and I believe that most of us find God in our relationships with other people. So to just say, well, just turn to God, doesn't always give people the means for hope that they need. But what I want is for us to always be able to trust that in this place we have each other. And to do that, we need to fight back against anything that is causing us to fear one another or to feel separate from one another. And the best way to do that is just to turn and look at each other and talk for a few minutes. That's what we have. It reminds me that quote of when my grandmother back in the 30s was dealing with a very tough time in their family's life. And my grandfather had lost his job and they were living in a cold water walk-up in Chicago, if you know what that is. And she said famously to her children and her husband, "This can still be the best Christmas we ever have because we have each other." And we in this church have each other. I'd like to just close out this time together with a prayer, a blessing that was written by Jan Richardson, who's a wonderful writer and artist. And it is called "When We Breathe Together." This is the blessing we cannot speak by ourselves. This is the blessing we cannot summon by our own devices, cannot shape to our own purposes, cannot bend our own will. This is the blessing that comes when we leave behind our aloneness, when we gather together, when we turn toward one another. This is the blessing that blazes among us when we speak the words strange to our ears, when we finally listen into the chaos, when we breathe together at last. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father,
who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the Church and for the world.
Lord of us all, we ask your blessing on all who work to make your Church a more welcoming and inclusive expression of your love. We pray especially for our presiding Bishop Sean, our Bishop Megan, and all bishops, deacons, priests, and lay people who have answered your call to lead lives of service. Boundless, forgiving God,
awaken our trust and hope in you.
Lord of us all, in these especially anxious times, infuse us with continuing courage and strength to impel the leaders of our community, our country, and our world to end the ravages of war, reverse injustice, renounce evil, and encourage mercy, peace, and honor within themselves and in all of us. Boundless, forgiving God,
awaken our trust and hope in you.
Lord of us all, release from distress and wipe away the tears of all whose spirits languish in serious illness, anxiety, and hopelessness, and endow those who care for them with energy, patience, and love. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Boundless, forgiving God, Lord of us all, even in the midst of our grief and loss, help our hearts rejoice for those who have gone ahead of us into eternal life. We pray for all those who have died and for those who mourn. We pray for the repose of the souls of Gail Gong, David Shelton, and Magdalena Gonzalez Baltazar, and for their families and friends who mourn. Boundless, forgiving God,
O God of peace, who has taught us that in returning and rest we will be saved, in quietness and confidence will be our strength. By the might of your Spirit, lift us, we pray, to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and God's creation.
God of all mercy, we confess that we have sinned against you, opposing your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for the announcements. We do have a lot to talk about this morning. Your yellow sheet has many important announcements in it, including the music notes for today. There's a lovely write-up about what we're going to hear as our offertory anthem, and that is a reminder that we need a few more singers for our lessons and carols service that's coming up in a few weeks. So this is a really loving, encouraging, inclusive kind of choir, and I know that they would welcome you. I think is there a rehearsal after church today, or should they just talk to you and you guys will figure it out? Okay. All right. Well, go toward that corner of the room after church if you'd like to talk about joining in for lessons and carols. We have several things coming up that are sort of learning opportunities that you'll see in here. The author Kim Stanley Robinson is going to be in town. Well, he lives in town, but he's going to be offering a talk in town that I really encourage us to go to, especially if you've been involved in Creation Care events. He's a fantastic author and loved his book, The Ministry for the Future. Lots of other things happening, starting to have the Living Compass Advent group that, that we are welcome to join in and things like that. But I want to make sure that we have a second to talk about the Thanksgiving Project. If you want to go up to the, there you go.
So this Sunday and next Sunday, we'll be out collecting cash and check. But if you want to donate to the project from the comfort of your phone or your home, you can use the Give button online. And it's to help those families in need that provide them with several meals during the Thanksgiving holiday. So hopefully you support this ongoing for decades and decades, see you after church.
Great, thank you. Yes, so I strongly encourage participation in that as well. We have a few celebrations and milestones that were shared this morning, but are there any out in the people that we have that you didn't send in ahead of time? I know we have had a couple of birthdays this past week. Suzanne Juvenville and Elise Keddy both had birthdays. So happy birthday to you. Coming up soon, John Dolan is having a birthday. And I think you share your birthday with like Bob Holm and all kinds of other people. So we'll have lots to celebrate as we move. Okay, Carol is pointing at someone. Yeah, yeah, I said both of you, right? I think I did. Okay. And in our own family, we were very excited that on Friday we found out that Annabelle passed the California bar exam. Huge relief. Very, very happy and proud of her. Someone had a hand up. Oh, right, a grandchild's birthday. Those are always awesome. I will write more about this in next week's email, but yesterday was our diocesan convention. It was a hybrid experience and went very well. And at that, I was appointed to be dean of the Wingfield Deanery. And I don't know how to explain exactly what that means. We're basically sort of the deans are, they help the bishop and the bishop's office with some interface with the other churches in area of the diocese, essentially. I think that's the quickest way to say it. So I'll let you know more about that as that unfolds. But let us turn to, yes, yes, oh, sorry. Oh, a wedding to celebrate. Oh, fantastic. Yay. Okay, so we will turn to page 6 and say our celebrations and milestones prayer, and then we've got some more things to do. Okay, so page 6, celebrations and milestones. We say this together. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them, stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The trusty ushers are in the building up welcome bags. So if you are new here and have not received a little goodie bag, please raise your hand. We won't embarrass you, but we would love to give you a welcome bag. So raise your hand up high. And if you turn to page 6, we have a couple of extra prayers that we're saying today because this is an important weekend as we move into Veterans Day. O Judge of the nations, we remember before you with grateful hearts the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we now enjoy. Grant that we may not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines, This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And a prayer for the nation, also from the Book of Common Prayer. Lord God Almighty, who has made all the peoples of the earth for your glory, to serve you in freedom and in peace, give to the people of our country a zeal for justice and the strength of forbearance, that we may use our liberty in accordance with your gracious will. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. For our communion today, we have two stations up front, and you get to come forward and choose which side, on the right or my right, your left. There, I will take the host and intinct it and then offer that to you. On the other side, the station is where the host and the chalice are separate, and you get to receive them one after the other. If you need gluten-free hosts, please let us know. We have those. If you are not sure about communion, you can come forward and cross your arms, indicating you would like to receive a blessing, but all are welcome to receive communion here at St. Martin's. And it looks like we have people coming up ready to come forward and take their spots. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Yeah.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time, you made ready the creation. Your spirit moved over the deep and brought all things into being. Sun, moon, and stars, earth, winds, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image and taught us to walk in your ways. But we rebelled against you and wandered far away. And yet, as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. Time and again, you called us to live in the fullness of your love. And so this day, we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to magnify you as we sing. Honor and praise to you, holy and living God, to deliver us from the power of sin and death and to reveal the riches of your grace. You looked with favor upon Mary, your willing servant, that she might conceive and bear a son, Jesus, the Holy Child of God. Living among us, Jesus loved us. He broke bread with outcasts and sinners, healed the sick and proclaimed good news to the poor. He yearned to draw all the world to himself, yet we were heedless of his call to walk in love. Then the time came for him to complete upon the cross the sacrifice of his life and to be glorified by you. On the night before he died for us, Jesus was at table with his friends. He took bread, gave thanks to you, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine. Again, he gave thanks to you, gave it to them, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Now gathered at your table, O God of all creation, and remembering Christ crucified and risen, who was and is to come, we offer to you our gifts of bread and wine, and ourselves a living sacrifice. Pour out your spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the body and blood of Christ. Breathe your spirit over the whole earth and make us your new creation, the body of Christ given for the world you have made. In the fullness of time, bring us with all your saints from every tribe and language and people and nation to feast at the banquet prepared from the foundation of the world. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever. Amen. And now first in Spanish and then in English, we pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo.
Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Gifts of God for the people of God.
Please rise. Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love in the world, and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, giving you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the wonderful works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Oh,
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thank you.